نعمك شي باللي يقول غتف نكت كتمي.
Good evening, fellow councillors. Good evening, public. Today is March 24, 2026, and we are here at the City Council chambers. We are here tonight to participate in our City Council meeting number 3. For the start, let's all proceed with moment of silence and thinking about our loved ones in Agbert and in Rankin Inlet. Let's take a moment now. Thank you. We don't have anybody that needs swearing in. And to our agenda, let's now look at the minutes. This move by Councillor Natar to accept the City Council meeting number 2 minutes. Oh, sorry, adoption of agenda. Move by Councillor Natar. Any questions, comments, as it was seconded? I see none. All those in favor? Unanimous. Carried. Thank you. Now moving along to our agenda, looking at our minutes. The City Council meeting minutes for number 2, dated February 10. 2026, moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded, and all those in favor, unanimous, carried. Moving along to item B, Planning and Development Committee of the Whole, meeting number 2. Councillor Glukak moves, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Questions, comments? I see none. All those in favor? Unanimous. Carried. Thank you. Moving along to minutes for Finance Committee of the Whole, number 2, dated February 19, 2026. Moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Questions, comments? I see none. All those in favor? And unanimous. Thank you. Moving along, the Governance and Priorities Committee of the Whole meeting, number 2, dated March 3, 2026. Moved by Councillor Glukak, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Questions? Comments? I see none. All those in favor or those in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. On our agenda item, is there any?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have to declare for 7B, 1, and 2, just due to a work relationship with the proponent.
Conflict of interest, Councillor Shepherd. Any others? No others. Our delegation, RCMP. RCMP in the Kaluit. January and February report, RCMP report. Sergeant Nikolovsky will be reporting. The floor is yours.
Good evening. Thanks for having me tonight. In front of me are two reports. One is from January and one is from February that I'm going to present to you tonight. So we'll start with the January report. During the month of January, the members of the RCMP detachment responded to 955 calls. 156 prisoners were lodged in our cells during that period of time. From the 955 calls, approximately 381 were liquor-related offenses, and 43 of those reports were resulted in charges being laid. The Calvert RCMP members also conducted over 25 patrols in the high crime areas, and conducted proactively. Making patrols around the liquor establishment in attempt to deter impaired driving. Members also completed 7 curfew check on prolific offenders in the community. During the month of January, members took some time and participated in some of the winter games. Members interacted with the public and the participants in the events. I'm excited to present to you an initiative that we started with the bylaw enforcement, where we're partnering for a new pilot project aimed to enhance the public safety. The members of the RCMP detachment, along with the municipal bylaw enforcement, are working side by side to increase the enforcement related to traffic safety, impaired driving, and public drinking intoxication issues in the community. As part of this initiative, the members will increase daily patrols around the beer and wine store. They will conduct also areas for traffic safety enforcement. By working collaboratively, the two agencies will strengthen their partnership and provide more coordinated approach in providing public safety. The project is expected to continue during the summer months, and with ongoing cooperation between the RCMP and the municipal enforcement. I will move along with my February report. During the month of February, the members responded to 869 calls in total. 139 prisoners were lodged in our cells. About 360 calls were liquor-related files, and 33 of those files were resulted in charges were laid. The members conducted over 26 patrols in the high crime area. Members also completed 33 curfew checks on prolific offenders within the community. This combined efforts will increase the police visibility, enhance the public safety, and will strengthen the relationship between the RCMP and the community. The members of the Calvert RCMP detachment hosted a presentation on the snowmobile safety course for the grade 4 students. Members participated in the Valentine's Day celebration in the schools. They also participated in the Pink Shirt Day. They were delivering a presentation to raise awareness on anti-bullying. The students from the Ecole School visited the Calvert detachment, where they learned about the police work. They were able to meet the police officers and to see what the members are doing on a daily basis. One of our corporals, Corporal McKay, he dedicated a significant time coaching the hockey team, youth team, for the games. The pilot project between the RCMP and the Iqaluit Municipal Enforcement has shown great results. We have noted that during this period of time, the call volume from the time the liquor store opens to pretty much around 4:35 o'clock has significantly reduced the call volume for the members. Again, this efforts will continue, and hopefully we can build a better report between the two agencies and continue to work alongside to address the community safety concerns. That's about it that I have in front of me to present today. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? Deputy Mayor Smith.
Presentation. I wanted to go back, if we could, to the pilot program. From what I understand, you know, the initial kind of pilot program has been quite successful. But I do understand there's also been a few, you know, challenges. Like, you've been very visible in the community. There's been, you know, the public drinking enforcement, which is huge here, and we've been asking for quite a long time. From what I understand, it's the majority of the officers involved are kind of like contracted, retired officers. Like, there's no like dedicated resource with the RCMP. Because I know this initiative does align with the First Nations and Inuit policing program. Are you able to kind of comment on if you guys have a permanent position with that, or how that kind of works for us? Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Sergeant?
Certainly, thank you. So the project currently, it's running based on availability of reservists that are willing to come up here and run the program. The reason why I decided to have reservists taking a part is because we're lacking the support from FNIPP due to the commitment of our member to the GN, and therefore, as it is right now, that position is vacant or not being filled because the member occupying that position has a commitment outside the RCMP, and we're trying to subsidize that by bringing reservists to come in and assist us with the project. Thank you.
Thank you, Sergeant Nikolovski. And others, Deputy Mayor Smith.
There's a bit of a gap between kind of what the GN in this program and the RCMP and ourselves. There's not very much clarity around, you know, how we can make this more consistent and feedback from that, you know, program itself, and engagement with the city. So I'm hoping today that, you know, like, we as a city can perhaps like formally engage the RCMP and the GN to try to establish a more scheduled and structured system here for this pilot program. As well as work together to find some clarity around the funding allocation specifically to Iqaluit, because it's definitely not a one-size-fits-all model here compared to the other communities, right? See if we can work on, you know, better integration with municipal enforcement and federal partners as well. So I don't know if you guys need a motion for us to make that engagement or if admin can do that. Just based on this, but I think there's better work that we can be doing here, and we can identify some of these pain points and pressure points to keep this program going, because it is a very valuable program, especially leading into our summer months where we do face a little bit more pressure on some of the kind of public safety and public issues that we face. So maybe Bill can speak to that.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith, for the question. If council wishes and gives administration direction to do so, we could meet with our counterparts at the government of Nunavut. I believe it'd be the Department of Justice that this program is falling under. So we could, with your direction, we could engage with both the deputy minister and the assistant deputy minister with within the Department of Justice, if you'd wish. Thank you.
When you make the justice bill.
Thank you, Bill. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Once again, thank you, Sergeant. If I can make a motion during delegations, then I'd like to make a motion for us to begin those conversations, if we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Deputy Mayor Smith. Any seconders? Seconded by Councilor Aloka. Comments, questions? All those in favor? Carried unanimous. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. This will be directed and recorded so they can have discussions with the government about law. Is that it? Any more?
Thank you very much. Just want to add to the FNAPP project. They're running community-driven initiatives. So therefore, the pilot project that we are running, it's under their umbrella that they will be able to focus their full attention to it as a community-driven initiative. And again, if we have the resources for the FNIPP, we certainly will be able to use them and continue on with the process, with the project, without being interrupted with both staffing and anything like that, right? But as I said, as it is right now, or my member, it's committed to the GN, and if there is a change to that, then definitely we can look into a full-time resolution for this. So, thank you.
Well, Mick, thank you, Sergeant Nikolowski. To Alex Smith.
Yeah, thank you.
Deputy Mayor Smith.
We can try to get you guys a dedicated member for this, because it is an important initiative for this community. So thank you.
Going to make Tony Smith, Sergeant.
Sergeant.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely will help me with in the future and proceeding with this project to expand further into the summer months and to build a better rapport with bylaw and strengthening our community respond to the issues that are brought up too. Thank you.
Sergeant Nikolowski.
Thank you, Sergeant Nikolowski. Any other questions or comments? Thank you, Sergeant, for making your report to the City Council. Thank you.
We'll now move on our agenda. We'll now look at number 5, statements. Councillor Natak. I'm a little bit even shy to talk about it. As a senior member of the community now, if you look at this, can you just have him move the mic a bit closer, please? Thank you. I do realize that the high school I had heard on the radio that there is lack of elders. And able to teach the kids in the class and the youth. So I had heard that on the radio. And they don't, that particular person didn't actually want any seniors to go into the educational facility. So I found that something that I felt I was in disagreement with that thought. So, and that was a comment made. I don't often talk about confidential information, and I'm even like not really willing to talk about it, but I just commented my thought to them. So I had a little discussion with them, but I was thinking as someone like myself would be able to help teach youth in a classroom setting. And it's not just me. I had heard from others that wanted to participate in learning activities where they could help be engaged in the classroom. And so I don't want to see unfairness happening like this in the community. So I think it's more positive if we try to work together for the common good in our community. And that I know it's something hard to hear about, but it's something I wanted to explain tonight, that we should look into that. And I say thank you for listening to what I felt was not a good thing to bring up, but I had to share it. I was thinking that perhaps there could even be a conclusion where a changeover could happen in the school where a particular leader doesn't want involvement by elders. I found that quite upsetting. I do like to talk to anybody, doesn't matter who they are, no matter what race they are, and it's not even about that. So it's something I know, it's not good to hear something where, you know, we complain. We don't normally complain about stuff that are like this, so it's not the right forum, but I needed to bring it up. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Natak. Understandable, and we could look into that. Thank you. Deputy Mayor Smith.
I just wanted to acknowledge that this weekend we had an incredible, incredible event here that made a huge impact into this community, and that was the Hockey Helps the Homeless event. So I think they raised almost, did they reach their fundraising goal? I'm not sure, but I think it was to be determined, but raised an incredible amount of money for the food center, for NALMA. That's going to directly impact this community and make a big difference. I've never seen the Arctic Winter Games arena so full. It was incredible to see, and the energy in there was unparalleled. And to be able to cheer for both teams equally was also a fun experience for once ever. So I just really want to say thank you to Hockey Helps the Homeless and to all the organizers, as well as to all the City of Iqaluit Recreation staff that really made that event possible. I know they put in a lot of hours and work to make that happen. So just a huge thank you to everyone involved and all of the sponsors that contributed as well. So thank you.
When I make you want to submit, get me a shepherd.
Thank you. And Councilor Shepherd.
Incredibly cool as Joe Thornton's beard was, and getting to see him take a penalty shot in our arena here, I'm going to go back a week earlier to the Arctic Winter Games. I was fortunate enough to be able to attend the Arctic Winter Games this year for the second time, and it was inspiring, as it always is. We have some incredible athletes in our territory and in our city. The Nunavut girls made history, winning bronze medal in... They were just absolutely incredible to watch. The skill of those young women is absolutely amazing. Our U15 boys winning gold. I would just like to say both times that Nunavut boys have won gold, I've been in the arena this year for the U15 and the U18 boys at Fort McMurray. Maybe you want to bring me along next time for good luck. I'd also like to look forward to the potential of Nunavut hosting the Arctic Winter Games again in 2032. I think we as a city council have a role to play in advocating for that and to laying the groundwork for a bid in our city. And it'd be nice to explore that in the coming weeks. But I would like to recognize some individuals. Members of our City of Iqaluit team were incredible members of Team Nunavut at the Arctic Winter Games this year. Brenton McNeil, our Director of Recreation, won the first medal of the games for Nunavut in Arctic sports. That was the first emblazoned post for a medal win for the territory. Was our own Director of Recreation. Naya Pierce competed, a member of our recreation team at the City of Iqaluit, an incredibly valuable member of our recreation team. I know she spends a lot of her time outside of work advocating for Arctic sports and training and providing an opportunity for our youth to participate. Matilda Pinkson, another recreation team member in our city, was an incredible mission staff. I was fortunate enough to spend a lot of time with Matilda as she was mission staff for my daughter's curling team. I appreciate the Nunavut hat and scarf that our excellent mission staff was able to provide for us while we were there. Matthew Dodds, who's here in the room today, coaching badminton. I was able to spend a lot of time watching Matthew coach on the floor with his entire badminton team representing our whole territory and representing our city so well. There was a lot of hours spent on that badminton court at the main complex that week, and it was great to see. And last but not least, Romine Stevenson, our council member, was participating as a coach for boys futsal. I had the opportunity to, you know, witness a lot of this competition and a lot of our city staff representing us so well on a national and international stage. So we're incredibly proud of all of you. Thank you all for your volunteer hours, your commitment to sport, and the training you've put into these. And can't wait to see you all again in 3 years, and then again here in 6 years, ideally in 2032.
Wanna make it me ship it, the young Japanaman to Saldo, who ran a marito, people yartamata, Makutibut, people laying on Nakutu.
That's always good to hear. Thank you, Councillor Shepherd, and we're definitely in support of that. Anybody who wants to help and assist with that. Let's now move on. See that there's none on this agenda item. And there was a conflict of interest declared earlier by Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. I just wanted to provide clarity on this item. I know in the past often when we've had declarations of conflict and gone below our usual quorum threshold, we've deferred these items, but I just wanted to provide the clarification that the Conflict of Interest Act does state that when our number for quorum would go below the required threshold based on conflict of interest declarations, as long as there are at least two remaining members who haven't declared conflict on that item, we can proceed and we do have a quorum for that item particularly. So we are able to proceed with addressing the second reading of these bylaws this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Brianna. We're able to, and we can proceed. And we're now second reading of bylaw number 1031, amendment to general plan, bylaw number 898, lots 1 and 3, block 239. We need a mover. Deputy Mayor Smith moves. Anyone seconds? Councillor Aglukov seconds. Any questions? As we can have questions. Any questions or comments? I see none. All those in favor? And unanimous. Thank you. And we're now reading the second bylaw number 1032, amendment to zoning bylaw 899, lots 1 and 3, block 239, plan 4565. We need a mover. Councillor Natak moves, seconded by Councillor Agluka. Questions, comments? I see none. And those in favor and unanimous, carried. And Councillor Shepherd can now return to the chamber.
My name is Katimir Shepherd.
Yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd, for coming back. No third reading of bylaws. No old business, new business. Appointment of 2026 members at large on the Board of Revision. Verbal, Brianna.
So the city will be holding its annual Board of Revision hearing on April 30th to address any property tax, assessment, appeals, and corrections. And members at large on this board must be appointed by council. The chair of our board, Councillor Stevenson, isn't able to be here tonight, but I have been in discussions with him about this. This evening, the recommendation is to appoint the following three returning members to the 2026 Board of Revision: Stephen Johnson, Jacob Garbarchuk, and Curtis Mesher. And in addition to the three members being proposed to be appointed by a motion this evening, the board also has two vacant positions. So to fill these vacancies, we have launched a call out for today for individuals to apply. And I'd just like to say that we do welcome applications before next Tuesday, end of day, March 31st. And interested individuals can find more information in the PSA that the city released earlier today. Thank you.
Thank you, Brianna. Deputy Mayor Smith, move. Councillor Shepherd, second it. Comments, no questions. Thank you. And new business B, discussion and direction item for the vacant councillor seat.
Staff and the mayor received formally received and accepted the resignation of Councillor Tilley. In accordance to the Cities, Towns and Villages Act, council now has two options to consider in order to fill the vacancy. Brianna shortly will outline what those options for council's consideration are, as set out in the act. This is not a request for a decision from staff. This is just an item being brought forward for council's consideration and discussion, and we will await your direction. Thank you.
Queen Mick, Acting CAO, Brianna.
Thank you, Acting CAO, Brianna.
Yes, so I'm just going to go through the two options that are provided to council or outlined under the Nunavut Elections Act. On your desks, you should have copies as well. So under the Vacancies in Office section, there are a couple items that I'll skip over as they are just in regards to mayor. But in regards to filling councillor vacancies, the Act states that if the office of a councillor becomes vacant for any reason before the next general election, the municipal council shall fill the vacancy by appointing a person who is eligible to be a candidate for that office. When filling a vacancy, the municipal council shall A, appoint the candidate from the previous election who was not elected to that office but had the highest number of votes from among the unelected candidates, if such a candidate is available, still eligible, and willing to accept the appointment, or B, publicly request applicants for appointment and appoint a person from among them who would be eligible to be a candidate for that office. So those are the options that the Elections Act provides for. And then just to note, it also outlines that any person being elected or appointed in this way would be in office for the remainder of this council term. It wouldn't be an extended term based on today's or based on the date that they were appointed. Thank you.
When to make the chart to Brianna, do you want?
Thank you, Secretary, City Clerk Brianna, Deputy Mayor Smith.
Brianna, I think it makes sense for us to, in this particular situation, do a public call out, considering that was clearly the decision last time, right after an election. But I would like for us to consider as a council, like, I don't know if it's possible, because I know this is, I don't think we can supersede the Nunavut Elections Act, but can we adopt some sort of like internal policy on how we actually, can we just be consistent with this every time? Like either we adopt an internal policy that's like every single time we get a vacancy, we do go to public call out instead. I think consistency, I know that that can be changed by any later council, but I think it'd be good to treat every instance of this the same if we're going to do this going forward. But that's my thought. So happy to chat on that.
Going to make Tuna Smith.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. My understanding of this, the Cities, Towns, and Villages Act is that we cannot have a policy that supersedes that act. But we can refer it to legal and get a opinion that we can provide back to council if you wish.
Yeah, Tame and Name Matan.
Yeah, it's in the Hamlet's Act. We cannot change it. Councillor Nata wanted to comment. I'm the only one left from the original council. We first started when I still had brown hair. When I had no gray hair. I can say we can use either of two things. We can ask someone who would want to be a counselor from the previous election on who didn't get elected. We can get them that way. If we don't have one, we can ask for a public hall and appoint one for the time being before the election. until the election day that can sit as a councillor. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks. Thank you, Councillor Nada. Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As a matter of practice, we've been going to call out now for some time. Feel like we're becoming an expert on this. It just happens so often. I'd like it to be the last time this term. It'd be cool if everybody sticks together for the rest of this term. That being said, you know, I believe it makes sense to go to a call out, but the timing of that is something that's not necessarily forced by the act. And I would like to defer it for a while. I don't think we need to fill the position immediately. I would like to take the authority that the act provides for us for that call out to maximize the potential benefit for us to try to work to, you know, give our members of our community enough time to make a decision and to try to attract the best fit for our council. If we have been bestowed that authority within the act, I think we should make the most of it. So I'm not in a big hurry myself to move to a call out. I would like to, you know, make our community aware that the call out will come and hope to gain some interest and have some conversations with our community members. It takes time to learn the role and responsibilities of a councillor. It takes time to understand the CTV Act and the authorities that that bestows upon us. And I think by giving our community members some time to talk to us who sit in this room or to previous councillors and to seriously consider the option might allow us to have a larger pool of qualified candidates to choose from.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. We can go that way too and wait a while until we ask for a candidate, Deputy Councillor Smith, Deputy Mayor Smith.
Mayor Owen, thank you, Councillor Shepherd. I don't disagree in principle by any means. I'm not sure if the Act says anything about like filling it within a reasonable amount of time. I know that's not defined, but I also don't think that anything tonight prevents us from just setting a longer date for the public call out period to end. Like we could start it today allow it to end on a specific date that allows time. Like I don't know if there's necessarily a need to delay doing the public call out, but we just can pick a day farther down. Like I'm looking now, we've got a council meeting on April 28th. That would be a little more than a month. I don't know if that's what you consider. I don't know how much time you're thinking of, Councillor Shepherd, but I'm open to more than that as well. But I don't think there's anything tonight that would prevent us from starting the process, but just having a longer open period for people to make that decision and to think about it and decide. So thank you.
When they make Jonah Smith, Brianna, do we have a time?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Brianna, do we have a time limit or?
I'm just trying to pull that part up of the act just to make sure that I give you the correct information. So I don't have that just right at this moment, but I can get you that information. Thank you.
When make Brianna, could you make Agluka?
Councillor Agluka.
Councillor Shepherd and Deputy Mayor Smith, I'm neutral between the two of them because we don't want to wait too long, but we want to give Iqlumiut ample amount of time to consider. It's a very important role. I'm grateful that I get to hold this role myself in the last call out. And definitely it took a lot of time and consideration and patience in learning this role specifically. But I agree with my colleagues. I don't think that we should wait, but we want to give them ample amount of time to be able to understand and realize what this role entails. Thank you. Mana.
Thank you.
I was initially thinking longer, like August 31st. But, you know, that's it for us to decide. What I would suggest, my suggestion would be if we could add this as an agenda item on our next council meeting, both in, you know, give us a chance to think about that and also to potentially have more of us here. here in the room. There are three of us absent tonight. It is an important decision. Not that we can't make it on our own, but I would suggest that we add it with Madam Clerk's response on the requirements of the Act, on the timing, as well as hopefully to have more of the seven of us now to make the decision.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Councillor Gluka.
Do we want to make a motion tonight to defer this discussion item to the next end of April or next council meeting? Are we looking for a motion?
Are you making a motion to...
I'll make a motion to defer the discussion item.
Okay. There's a motion. There's any seconder for defer the item for next meeting.
Councillor Natal seconds.
Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. And deferred. Committee report. Planning and Development Committee of the whole meeting number 2. Report dated February 7, Deputy Mayor Smith.
Mayor Awa, for the Planning and Development motion report for meeting number 2 from February 17th, item PD 26-10. Committee recommends that council, as per the report, I will make a motion.
I pick Shepherd.
Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions, comments? I see none. In favor? All in favor? Deputy Mayor Smith, you're next.
Thank you, Mayor Awa, for item PD 26-11. Committee recommends the council as per the report. I will make the motion.
Seconded by Councillor Agluka. Questions, comments? I see none. In favor? And unanimous. Thank you. Councillor, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. Oh, I think we're on to the Finance Committee of the Whole now. I can keep going.
My apologies. There were two. Yes, thank you.
Finance Committee of the Whole, Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you. I feel a little weird because Chair's here tonight, but I was the one chairing that meeting, so all good. For the 2026 Finance Committee of the Whole motion report for February 19th, for item FIN 26-2, committee recommends that council approve the amendments to the Consolidated Fees and Charges Bylaw number 813 and to Schedule A as presented with the attached revisions. I will make that motion.
Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions, comments? I see none. In favor? And unanimous. Thank you. And back to you, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. For item FIN 26-03, the committee recommends that council approve the 2026 Canada Community Building Fund wastewater system upgrade projects as presented in the report, and I will make that motion.
Seconded by Councillor Gluka. Questions, comments? I see none. In favor? Unanimous. Thank you. Back to Deputy Mayor.
Mayor Awa, for FIN 26-04, committee recommends that council approve the updated compassionate funeral subsidy program policy as presented. So I will make that motion as well.
Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions, comments? Councillor Shepherd.
I just want to take the opportunity with this agenda item coming forward with the formal policy for the funeral cost coverage for residents of Iqaluit, just to stress the importance of this program. to remind residents that the program exists, to make sure that, you know, spend the time to learn the process, familiarize yourself with the information that either is or will be available on the City of Iqaluit website, and just know that there is help available with funeral costs for all residents of the City of Iqaluit, which has now been formalized in this new policy. It is just incredibly important. It's a major change now that we've actually formalized what we've been doing a little bit ad hoc for the last couple of years. So please make sure you're aware of the program and use it. It is there to help families. It's to help grieving families and to alleviate a little bit of that burden when you lose a loved one. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Not a question, so it's more a comment. Any question to the motion? I see none. In favor? And unanimous. Thank you.
Report, meeting March 3.
Thank you. Give me 1 second, I got too many papers in front of me. So the first motion, GP 2609, committee recommends and I move that council amend the 2026 capital budget to allow the piped water system in the Ulu Lane area to be completed at the same time as the piped sewer system in the amount of $860,000.
Moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Deputy Mayor. Questions, comments? I see none. In favor? On unanimous. Thank you.
Terms of reference for the Governance and Priorities Committee of the Whole.
Unanimous.
That council fold the existing committees of council into the Governance and Priorities Committee of the Whole.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor. Questions, comments? I see none. In favor? And unanimous. Carried. Over to Councillor Shepherd.
Matema Chandi, Planning and Development Committee of the Whole, meeting number 3. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Lena McMayor Awa. So for the planning and development motion report for meeting number 3 from March 17th for item PD 26-16, the committee recommends the council as per the report. I will make a motion.
I pick that one.
Any seconder? Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions, comments? I see none, and unanimous carried. Thank you. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you. For item PD 26-17, we do have just one quick edit on under 2, variance to permit a daycare in a semi-detached dwelling. That should say stacked dwelling, so just a slight change. But committee recommends that council approve as per the report with the change included. So I will move.
Thank you. Seconded by Councillor Shepherd, and with the edits. Questions, comments? I see none. In favor? And unanimous. Carried.
For 26-18. Committee recommends that council approve as per the report. I move.
Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions, comments? I see none. In favor? And unanimous. Carried. Deputy Mayor.
Mayor Awa, for our last one, from committee reports, we've got item PD 26-19. The committee recommends that council approve as per the report. I will move.
Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions, comments? I see none. In favor? And unanimous. Thank you. And that's from the committees. Now back to our agenda again with the committee reports is done. So correspondence. Inuit Heritage Trust. Deputy Mayor moves to accept as is, seconded by Councillor Agluka. Questions, comments? I see none. All those in favor? And unanimous. Thank you. Also still from... Moved by Deputy Mayor, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions, comments? I see none. In favor? Unanimous. Carried. Thank you. Also from Heritage Trust and their application. Who wants to move? Deputy Mayor moves, seconded by Councillor Gluka. Questions, comments? I see none. To the motion. And unanimous. Thank you. Carried. And still from the Inuit Heritage Trust. And the application was from Margaret Butelli. And we need a mover and a seconder. I see none. The next item, form correspondence from the Heritage Trust application. And Deputy Mayor moves, seconded by Agluka. Questions, comments? I see none. In favor to the motion, carried, unanimous. And from the Nunavut Research Institute, and who wants to move to support that? Questions, comments? I see none. Those in favor? And carried. The application seeking support from the Research Institute. Councillor Shepherd moves, seconded by Deputy Mayor. Questions, comments? I see none. In favor? And it's carried. Thank you. And the Khayuktuvik Community Food Center, they want a support letter. Who want to move? Councillor Shepherd. And Deputy Mayor seconds. Questions, comments?
I just want to say I don't think that this organization, they do so much good in this community, and I think any way that we can support them, I'm very, very happy to do that. I think they do a tremendous, tremendous work here, so I'm very happy to be in support of this.
Yes, thank you for your support. Questions, comments? I see none. To the motion. And unanimous. Thank you.
be garden toward in tunak time. Be acted to you, Kazime Shepherd, I presume.
Moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Deputy Mayor. To the motion, questions, comments?
Mayor, I know I just seconded this, but in doing this year after year, I've heard feedback from the community and just some of the things that our recreation staff has experienced when this is going on. And I don't think that our particular facility is set up to support something like this. There were reports of people smoking in the stands. There's, you know, one set of bathrooms, so you have, you know, people there with their families mingling with the people who are there for the beer garden. And I don't think until we have a facility that allows more separation that this is something that I can continue to support, because I have heard a number of concerning things. So I do take a bit of issue with this saying that there's been no incidents. Maybe those incidents weren't major enough to be reported, but there certainly have been incidents. So I'm not in favor of this evening.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Questions, comments? To the motion, in favor? Against? Three against? And it hasn't carried. And consideration of Iqaluit.
Acknowledgement for Inuit Nunavut University. Pigarte ti yok tumalat smit. Ay pilun ni katimay aglukak. You want to speak on the mic?
Thank you, Mayor Awa. I just want to clarify that
Nami
intended just as information. I don't believe it's asking for anything, but if Council would like to make a motion on a specific item related to this letter, that absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, City Clerk Brianna. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. Mayor Awa, I would actually like to make a motion congratulating the community of Akviet, their council, their community, their mayor, for being the successful proponents of this thing. It's going to be huge for the territory, huge for Inuit, and I think I would love if we could send them our congratulations. So, thank you.
Moved by Deputy Mayor, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions, comments? I see none. Sorry, Councillor Natak. And Akoti Mayukartuak is the name. That's the name that we would help. It's a name in support. Questions, comments? I see none. To the motion. Unanimous, carried. And for tonight, our committee reports are done. Correspondence is done. We will now have a motion to go in camera. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any seconder? Councillor Natal seconds. In favor to the motion and unanimous. We'll take a 5-minute break.
Okay.
Yes, good evening. We now can resume our meeting. And we now will have to have a motion. And I'll look at the are suggested. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith. Seconded
delay. Brianna?
Thank you, Marilla. I'm going to move to award a contract to 5581 Nunavut Limited for the 2026 Apex Supplemental Pumping Project in the amount of $599,200 plus GST.
Seconded by Councillor Agluka. Questions, comments? I see none. To the motion. And unanimous. Carried. And who would like to make a motion to adjourn? Moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Councillor Agluka. To the motion in favor? Unanimous? Thank you. Have a good evening. Thank you to the interpreters, Jeannie and Liza.